into the mailbag yesterday. I hope Tony reads my letter today. I asked for a sticker, but the podcast is slow. I'll get it in the mail long before I hear the show. The mailbag segment is never too long, even with a 3-minute mailbag song. Little's writing notes that say where they're from, and Tony really loves to read everyone, even if they're dumb. Well, especially if they're dumb. He loves everyone.
All right, welcome to another episode of the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. Today I have a special co-host with me, my 4-month-old daughter, Anna. She's having a hard time going to sleep tonight, so she's going to sit here in the chick chair with me in Annandale, Virginia, in my kitchen. So if you hear a little bit of snarfling or something in the background, that's just her. So today we're going to listen to some of the best tunes from the last week of March 2014. Then we've got a good selection of some tunes about Tony's co-hosts and other personalities that are mentioned on the show. And then, as always, we've got some bonus content and then a mailbag. But before we listen to all of that, today I have printouts. I wanted to quickly talk about a couple of things. So first, if you're enjoying this podcast, if you have any feedback, please send it to me. According to iTunes and some of my stats, there's been about 500 downloads per episode of the podcast. That doesn't mean 500 people are listening. That could mean 10 people are listening. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you have suggestions on changes, if you just want to say, hey, good job or bad job or whatever it is, I'd love to hear it. Same thing goes for the website. So I've been making a lot of changes up there, trying to keep that thing fresh and improving. So please visit there, leave feedback. I really appreciate it if you're listening to this podcast, but it's really important that you leave comments and listen for folks' tunes on there, because that's the primary site. This is really just kind of a bonus auxiliary content. Same thing goes for iTunes, Stitcher, and Blueberry. So iTunes has been great, gotten about 21 reviews so far. I really appreciate that. Blueberry is a much more generic podcasting site for folks on Android or other devices, and it's available on Roku. So in a few weeks from now or so, you'll be able to listen to it on your TV. And then Stitcher is a fantastic internet radio app that I personally use, so I don't want to review my own content. So if you happen to use Stitcher, I really would appreciate you leaving some feedback there as well. And then the last thing before we listen to some new content, I wanted to announce that in the next week or so, I'll be having a Kickstarter. Well, thank you, Anna. She's very excited about this feature. In the next week or so, I'll be having a Kickstarter campaign. And bottom line is, if you want a TK Jingles t-shirt, $25, you get a TK Jingles t-shirt. But ultimately, what I'm trying to do is expand the website and some of the podcasts, targeting late spring, early summer, to have some additional podcasts and new functionality. So I want to add a top 10 podcast. I've been chatting with Nigel about maybe featuring some of the tunes that he has in his backlog that aren't on the website. And then I'd like to add a custom podcast feature where you can add your own rules to say the type of podcast you like to create. So for instance, you could say, I want to download once a week on Mondays every song by Joe Arrow and Brad Weiss, but nothing by Jerry, and then you could build that. So it's going to take a little bit of time. I also, I'm recording this on the Samsung mic that I've been using for about a year, and I don't know if it's just because I tend to be drinking scotch when I'm recording these songs or what, but the metal on the microphone is actually starting to rust over. So I think it's time for some new equipment. So any money I make from that, I'm clearly not going to be making a profit. I don't expect to make a lot of money on this Kickstarter, but it will all go towards TK Jingles and trying to refresh some of my equipment. I'm running an ancient Dell PowerEdge server. I'd like to upgrade that, get some new versions of Windows and Microsoft SQL Server, some other things to improve that. So expect an announcement on that in the next week or two. There will be some cool incentives and things in the Kickstarter, like all things there, just different levels of donation starting at $10. So any little bit will help me. I appreciate it if you can be a part of that. So with that said, this week we are going to listen to a few collaborations. The first one's by Paul Westerberg and Bill B. in Columbus, To Make You Read My Mail, the Bob Dylan song that's been covered by 1,000 people. And I think the most beautiful version was by Garth Brooks, and Paul agreed with that. So we're going to hear his version to the Garth Brooks tune. Then Did You Know I Know Magic by Steve Maloney and Brad, which has been the top tune on TK Jingles for a week now and is still getting tons of clicks, and it's just hilarious. So we're going to listen to that one. Then Doctorate Degree, a parody of Jesse's Girl by Jason Thurman. I personally am not a big 80s music fan. I was raised in the 80s, and the only music that I was allowed to listen to was music from the late 50s up until about 1963. And then when I was a teenager, I could start listening to that music in the 90s. So not that I wasn't allowed to, just that the only radio stations or the jukebox that we had on, that's all that was there. So I was totally unfamiliar with 80s music until my teen years, and by then it was lame at that point. So I was into the alternative and that type of stuff. So anyway, but it's brilliant. Jason did a great job with the lyrics, and the performance is just so passionate and great, and it's really funny. This is a little bit different. Lee Lewis in Charleston, South Carolina, did a acapella version of Do You Hear the People Sing from Les Mis, and I put that to some music. So I found a performance track, I changed the keys a little bit, and I sliced up his vocals. So Lee, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I was just trying to have some fun and hopefully make it sound a little bit different and special for this podcast. But the original version is available on tkjingles.com if you'd like to download Lee's original a cappella version. And then lastly, I did a cover of Vertigo by U2, which I think has one of the most memorable and ridiculous openings of any song, as well as a really ridiculous ending. So please enjoy.
Mike from Burke gets his red every day. So does Borzelli from PA. I'll try to think of something funny to say to make you read my mail. Who is tall? Who is sneaky fast? Where do I drive in my Cadillac? I'll send you pictures of my stupid cat to make you read my mail. I know you haven't made your mind up yet which mail is gonna make the show. Come on, Nigel, it's my best one yet. And all those other emails, they all blow. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue. Crawl down Connecticut Avenue. Plagiarize an old shat haiku. Make you read my mail. Here comes Mr. Tony's mail bag. Got your emails and your notes. Yes, it's Mr. Tony's mail bag. He's gonna read some for you. I'd help you play golf without a limb. Ask Tatalia if he's really a pimp. I'll change a monkey into a chick to make you read my mail.
Did you know I know magic? Well, of course you do. I'm on here every other day reminding you, yeah, he's magic. Actually urban to me. He tells me lots of stories, gets me food for free. I'll tell you about my magic so then you'll know how it is I name draft sports stars in every TK show. Oh, you must know I know magic. Another Midwestern guy, as down to earth a billionaire as you'll ever find. Hey, and listen, when you're out in LA, if you need Dodger box seats, just mention my name. I'm partial to Jordan and Chicago teams, but my good friend Irvin Johnson is so dear to me.
Bob Ryan is a friend. Yeah, you know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. He's got an honorary degree and I wanna make it mine. And he gave a speech to get this prize. And he walks around with that sash on, I just know it. And he's got that thing framed and hanging up on a wall. You know I wish I had a doctorate degree. I wish I had a doctorate degree. Where can I find a diploma like that? If I was on a desert isle, he would be the man to be with. Some say Kate Upton, she is kinda cute. I guess if it could be her, then Bob would get the boot. Cause she'd be walking around with that smile. And she looks great in a bikini, we all know it. Wait, what was the point of this song anyway? Oh yeah. I wish that I had Bob Ryan's degree. I wish I had a doctorate degree. Where can I find a diploma like that? Like his doctorate degree. Bob Ryan's doctorate degree. Where can I find a diploma?
Do you hear the bald man kvetch? Kvetching about lack of invite. Tory is having a great party that is scheduled Friday night. Why would she ask him anyway? Get bombed and leave by 8 o'clock. With her guests around him yelling, please make him stop. Let's destroy the purple line. Do you think Durant's MVP? Can you send us paper cups? Is there a show you want to see? Please send us a supper. Remember, the stuff should be free. Do you hear the bald man kvetch? Kvetching about lack of invite. Tory is having a great party that is scheduled Friday night. Why would she ask him anyway? Get bombed and leave by 8 o'clock. With her guests around him yelling, please make him stop.
Eins, drei, three, 14.
All right, that wasn't so bad. That kind of made sense.
Tony's got your notes, emails, even faxes from your folks, and at the very end of every show, he'll read a few and they call it Tony's Mailbag. Let's end the show.
Bonjour.
Mr. Tony's gonna go. So many things that he doesn't know. Chimps don't become monkeys. Monkeys. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So now we're going to listen to a few of the songs about Tony's supporting cast. So The very first one is the first one that was written about anybody besides Tony. It was about Mike Wilbon, something I did back in August of 2013 that's never been aired. It's been mentioned on air by Gary, but never actually made the show. And then one by Slim Stanton about Howard Fineman, and Howard actually wrote a nice thank you note to Slim after this aired. It took about 2 months before it made the show back in December. And then one that was just posted yesterday by Brad Weiss about Gary Braun. And then I think the quintessential song about G. McManus, followed by one about a guy who's not actually in the crew, but who they mention an awful lot for no longer living in D.C.
I'd like to tell you all a little story of one man's brilliance and his glory. He knows it all and makes sure we know it too. He's a Windy City boy, born in Illinois, and he wouldn't want it any other way. He knew the day the Berlin Wall would fall. He's won 4 times at Powerball, picked the winner of the last 48 Super Bowls. He knew Sully would land that plane, and Wiener would come again. And the butterfly ballot had an inherent design flaw. Wilbon was right. Tony, you're crazy. Oh, and Mike sold all of his Enron stock at record highs. On Oscar night, he finally picked Scorsese. Tony was wrong, and we all know Wilbon was right. Oh, he thought the Pope would be an Argentine. Robert Downey would stay clean this time. Bruce Willis was dead, the whole Sixth Sense. Manti's girlfriend was a hoax, and the Nationals were gonna choke. And Tom Cruise would prove to be insane. Wilbon was right. Tony, you're crazy. Oh, and he told Brownie those levees would never hold. But sometimes it's like his memory's hazy. 'Cause even when he's wrong, Wilbon says he's not surprised. Tony was wrong and Wilbon was right. Tony was wrong and Wilbon was right. Tony was wrong and Wilbon was right. Tony was wrong and Wilbon was right.
Well, I came upon a child of God from the confluence of three rivers, where he grew up on Clemente and Mazeroski. By the time he got to Woodstock, he was 500,000 miles high. And now he's got Obama on his speed dial. He was Newsweek, now he's Huffpo, and he's MSNBC. And I've got to smoke a joint with Howard Fineman. Mailbag.
Snark is a dangerous game, and a little can go a long, long way. Guests are always wary when they hear sardonic Gary. SG3 is the moniker he's taken. Sticker, really? That's the line you're playing. And he snide, snide, snide. Sardonic Gary, sardonic Gary.
Dream, 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 dream. She's never right, she hates Neil Diamond. And Three Dog Night, if you need a new painting, all you have to do is call Jean. Jean, 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 she knows her food. And Tony's Quirks hangs out with Pence and rarely works. Tony's dear friend Nancy's real name is actually Jean McManus.
His team just lost, but Nick Young is smiling, 'cause he scored 26 points.
Never pass him up a chance to shoot that basketball. He won't share it with Kendall Marshall, and especially not Pau Gasol. Come on, Swaggy P. Swaggy P seems to think that there's an eye in team. Why pass the ball when he can shoot it off balance three? How do you do it, Swaggy P? Swaggy P, that's my hero. He's right at the top of my list. He touches the ball so often, but he never registers an assist.
With that last tune, I lost my co-host here. She's fallen asleep, so I guess listening to her dad sing songs about an old orange bald man isn't very exciting for a four-month-old. So this last segment here is going to be some bonus content. I've recorded a lot of Billy Joel tunes, you may have noticed, and I'm trying to do one from every single album, and there's only one album I have left, The Bridge, and there isn't really a song from The Bridge that I love. One I happen to like a lot is Temptation, and I thought that was a pretty commonly known Billy Joel song. It turns out that's an extremely deep cut, and there's only one performance track available on all the interwebs. So I downloaded it. I recorded a tune to it all about Kevin Sheehan. I think the song turned out okay, but the performance track is just so god-awful that I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board and try something else, maybe Baby Grand or something. So I've got that demo here for you to listen to, followed by a outtake track of Ryan Adams that I may post to tkjingles.com at some point.
We shouldn't humor him, even Wilbon said so. But 4 or 5 years ago, he was right about the snow. I should be listening to his colleagues instead. Kevin uses silly jargon and it's gone to his head. You know, his prognostication, noncommittal and hazy. His long explanations, just what is he trying to say? I think that he said precip isn't even a word, it's precipitation. Oh, yes it is. You sound like an asshole. Oh, don't use that word. Don't use that word. It makes you sound like an asshole.
I still remember when I first tuned in, and now you're a big shot on TV. I feel like sometimes you put on an act. No one could ever be so ornery. No one so rich would want so much for free. Your writing brought me here, but your yodeling keeps me coming back. And the songs I wanna hear are only about Tony now.
All right, so that was just a couple of outtakes here. If you have any of your own outtakes or songs that you're working on and you want to send them in, please send it to podcast@tkjingles.com, and I'll gladly play it in this segment. Now we're going to go through a few emails and some reviews that we've seen over here over the last week. I just had a junior moment there. Excuse me. So this first one is an email from Carol Connolly. So he said, I love the podcast, and I figure a Shad had the market quarter on the haikus. Maybe for the Jingles podcast, you could work in an acrostic poem. This seems big in the kindergarten to fifth grade set. So here we go. P is for pompous. O is for orange. D is for dead to me. C is for cats make me laugh. Apparently they laugh so much that you can't read emails. A is for apple slices. S is for sons of bitches. T is for talentless. If this makes the air, I swear I will try harder. Thanks, Carol. All right, so now here's a couple of the reviews from iTunes that I happen to think were kind of funny. So this first one is by Brad Weiss. Welcome to the Negrelli Hall of Mirrors. First there was a show, then emails about the show, then a theme about the email, then a delayed podcast of the show, then parodies of the theme. Now, at last, a podcast of the parody themes introducing the mail about the show. This is perfect. Even if you skip the bits by me, it's still really good. Thank you, Brad. Let's see. As I mentioned, I have some printouts here, so it makes it a little bit easier. All right. This is by Jared. It says, I'm old. Nice work. He's either the biggest little or the littlest little out there. I can't decide which. Up next, a Jerry Negrelli podcast devoted solely to this one. I like them odds. All right. Then from a loyal little, not from Havana, Cuba. Great job starting a mailbag revolution. And there was one more I wanted to read. Oh, by Dina Yag. Great weekly podcast. No delay here. And on that topic, there will not be a delay. I'm going to try to put a few in the can here. Some best ofs. If you notice, I released a bonus tune, bonus podcast last week with the best of February through June 2013. I've got another one I'm working on now. Because, you know, there's going to be days that I can't do this podcast. I'll probably go on vacation sometime, you know, this summer. So we'll try to have them still coming out every Friday, though, so you get some fresh new content if you're enjoying it. And keep your eye out for the Kickstarter I'll be launching here the next week or so, trying to add even more content to the podcast and the website. I'm pretty excited about it. And again, I don't think I've been making a lot of money on this. I think I need about 80 people to support me, and we'll be able to do what I want to do. So I really appreciate that if you're able to play a small part there. And keep listening. Thank you.
This is, honestly, this is the most self-indulgent part of the show, because we just love these things. Yeah.